Hi, I'm Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. So, Stan Lee passed away on Monday. Although he was 95 years old and there were rumors of health issues floating around for a while, we were all shocked and saddened by the news of his passing. Even the most casual of fans would recognize him from his myriad of cameos across Marvel movies and games and comic books. His creativity and his passion impacted multiple generations of kids and adults and redefined the medium, and his legacy will live on for a very, very long time. Consider all the times that he's shown up across the Marvel movies as everything from a casual bystander to an enthusiastic music lover, an aging veteran, a talk show host, a playboy, a mailman, and an intergalactic barber, and more. It was always fun to see how and when the Stan Lee cameo would pop up. But even when he wasn't on screen, his presence within his creation was always felt. So it is with God. There's times when we don't see God, maybe even when we don't feel him. And it's often during sad times, seasons of loss or pain or confusion. During these moments, it seems like we don't see any way forward and God is nowhere to be found. Well, the psalmist Asaph could relate. He writes in the 74th Psalm, "We are given no signs from God, no prophets are left, and none of us know how long this will be." When we don't feel him, we still need faith. We need to have confidence in his promises, in his presence, and in his persistence. The world around us might be coming apart, but that doesn't mean that God is absent or uninterested. It likely means that he's at work on a level that we can't yet perceive. Habakkuk writes in chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills." When you feel that sense of loss, confusion, loneliness, or hurt, and it seems like God isn't there, let me reassure you, he is, absolutely, always. And in our life, his part is more than that of just a cameo. He is Emmanuel, our God with us. It's not just a name for him, it's a key part of his identity. God is with us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. That's his promise. He is faithful. On behalf of all of us at the Nerd of Godcast, our heartfelt condolences for the loss of one of the greats, Excelsior. That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, true believers, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.